JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 22, Rebellion Against Rome and Exile.
Hillel and Shammai established schools, which were called the House of Hillel and the House of Shammai. And these schools developed the oral law. From this oral law, the works of the Mishnah and the Talmud will be taken. And these become the basic books of Judaism. In order to understand anything about being Jewish, you have to know about the Mishnah, which is the oral law of Sinai, and you have to know about the Talmud, which is the exposition of the Mishnah. So from the year 30 before the Common Era until about the year 200 after the Common Era, we have this evolution, we have this development of Jewish law based upon the principles taught to Moses at Sinai that becomes the Mishnah. And from the year 200 till the year 550, for another 350 years, we have the development of the Talmud, which will explore and explain every idea of the Mishnah taken together. We call them together the Talmud or the Gemara, and this is the basic book of Judaism. Now, what happened is that the Romans became more and more oppressive. All sorts of difficult things occurred. The Romans insisted on instituting paganism. The Romans insisted on instituting their way of life, their bathhouses, which were places of immorality, gladiator fights, places of violence. All of these things went against the Jewish spirit. And eventually, in the year 66 of the Common Era, the Jews revolted against Rome. Now, there were different groups within the Jewish people themselves regarding this rebellion. The rabbis generally opposed the rebellion. They said, we are not strong enough to defeat Rome. It will only bring about the destruction of the temple and the further exile of the Jewish people. Let us try and ride out the storm living here in the land of Israel. There were, however, zealots who felt, they said, better to be dead than to serve under Rome, which is not a Jewish idea. The Jewish idea is to live. We're not looking for martyrdom. We're looking for life. And then there were outlaws, like a mafia, who were brigands. And they also joined the rebellion, but they joined them not for nationalistic reasons, but for personal gain and loot. And then there was, so to speak, the regular Jewish army. All of these forces combined and had initial success against the Romans. However, the Romans sent many new legions into the land of Israel, and this was a terribly bloody war. No one fought the Romans with the ferocity that the Jews did. But by the year 68, it was obvious that the cause was lost. Nevertheless, the zealots persisted. They demanded that we're going to go down with the ship. And the rabbis objected, but they were powerless to stop this headlong suicidal idea. And by the year 70, the future emperor Vespasian, who was the general of the Roman army, had besieged Jerusalem, and it fell. And on the ninth day of Av, and on the 10th day of Av, Jewish months, in August of the year 70, the temple was razed to the ground, burned, even though it was a fireproof building. But we know when there's enough heat generated, even stone catches fire and melts and collapses. And the great temple that Herod had built, the temple that was one of the wonders of the world, the Talmud says, he who did not see the temple of Herod never saw what a beautiful building looked like. Herod had imported Carrara marble. He had done everything possible to make it a magnificent structure. It was destroyed. And now begins the long story of 1900 years of Jewish exile, of subservience to foreign nations, of a lack of independence. But the great story of Jewish survival and of spiritual growth, even under the worst of circumstances. My name is Beryl Wine, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.